My dearest Alexander, you were just 3 years old when I was taken from you, which grieves my heart, because I know you have few memories of me. How blessed we are that God has faithfully promised to be father to the fatherless. I've been privileged to witness the details of your life as it unfolded. In your life, you've had profound joy and deep, deep sorrow. I wept with you as you said goodbye to your mother at the tender age of 5, and then headed up the mountain to boarding school in India. With just a few dollars in your pocket, you rushed to the US to claim citizenship before your 16th birthday. I'm grateful for each miracle that paved the way for your new life in the States. I look forward to introducing you to the stranger who generously paid your fare from New York to Chicago to meet your sister Lena after all connections failed and you were left stranded. I know the overwhelming effect his kindness still has on your heart. I rejoiced as you were able to pay your way through Wheaton College, working summers as a bellhop on a cruise ship on the Great Lakes. It was there that you met your future wife, Joan Dahlstrom, also known as Baby Doll. Ah, she was a free spirit whose family took you in and loved you as their own. As a young man, you questioned your faith, and I'm indebted to Wheaton College chaplain Dr. Welsh for coming alongside you as a father figure to shepherd you and set you up for a life of service and unshakable faith in Christ. I celebrated as you married Joan, graduated from UCLA Law School, and began a respected 50-year practice in Whittier. Because our time together as father and son was cut short, it touched my heart to see you delight in your 3 daughters and 6 grandchildren and share in their many accomplishments. As a grown man, you returned to India to witness your mother's ongoing legacy of work and visit my grave. It was there that you worked through complex memories of loss and pain. This reconciliation brought comfort to you in your later years. In your final days, you had no fear of death, but a strong yearning to be reunited with your mother and me in heaven. I've been longing for this moment since I last laid eyes on my beloved 3-year-old, Alexander Downey Thompson. Our heavenly reunion will be sweet indeed. Lovingly, your father.